I'm sure as you watched the video and the scripture, you connected them that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the third Sunday of Advent. Time is just flying, isn't it? Christmas cards are sent, wishes have already been started to send and is arriving. And as you open those Christmas cards and read the message, especially when there is a special note written in those cards. I don't know about you, but I look for those special notes because it's personalized to say, how are you? How are things with your family? Or it's been a long time since we've connected, or whatever the message is. It's a personal note. I know it's hard, isn't it? You would rather just buy the card, put it in the envelope, and mail it. But when you do that special personal touch, there is a difference. It touches deep within. That's what God did when He sent Jesus. A special note, if you will. You know, the prophets shared God's message all throughout. But then God said, I'm going to send a special note. Special note. And He sends Jesus. I want you to just pause and reflect on this. Those of you who are parents, you have sons and daughters. Think about when your son or daughter comes to you and say, I'm going to be a missionary. Oh, that's good, okay. I'm going to be working among the cannibals. How would that sound? Would you encourage them to go, or would you discourage them to go? Cannibals! God sent His Son kind of a place where the cannibals live. So you kind of feel the heart of God sending His only Son, taking that risk where cannibals live. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verse 3. Then God, the Word, becomes flesh and dwells among us. John says, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the Word of life. In Him was life, and in the life was the light of all people. The invisible Spirit of God did clothe Himself in skin and flesh and blood, and came to dwell among us. Just pause and kind of feel that. Feel that God coming to live with us. God coming to live with us. Here is Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various places and ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. And the gospel writer goes into this saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God came near, so desperately to connect with us. Here is Max Lucado writes in his book, God Came Near. He quotes this poem. It goes like this: the omnipotent in one instant made himself breakable. He who had been spirit became pierceable. He who was larger than the universe had become an embryo. And he who sustains the world with the word chose to depend upon the nourishment of a young girl. God, as a fetus, holiness sleeping in a womb, the creator of life being created. Wow, it takes a poet to do such an event justice. How can we make it so it grabs hold of our lives? You know, Christmas comes and goes every year. But it is left to us to pause and grab it. To grab it. Here is another way to grab it. Did you look at the reflection? I don't know if you had time to read it, but let me read it to you. It's by Vince Guardi. What does it mean when we say God became human? Imagine the most powerful and prestigious person in the world, let's say the President of the United States, of his own free will becomes a mouse, small, furry, insignificant, and extremely helpless and vulnerable. He chooses to become a mouse because he wants to live among all the other mice. How would you like to be a mice? Okay. He leaves the White House and the prestige and the honor that goes with the office. He becomes a mouse in order to help all the other mice. There are mouse traps in kitchens all around the world. The people who own these kitchens are determined to kill every last mouse. And one after another, the mice are killed. The president tries to warn them of the danger and shoos them away, but the smelly cheese on the deadly mouse traps is just too inviting. And so the most powerful man in the world happily becomes a mouse because he loves all mice and wants to do something to save them. In a similar way, the all-powerful and eternal God has chosen to plunge himself into the arena of human life as you and I live it and take on the flesh and bones of our humanity. Wow, it's a different way of looking at it, isn't it? as parents, as you carried your newborn? I know there were babies born this year in our church, you know, this fall. And parents, grandparents, as you held your little child, and I'm sure you remember this, you gaze upon them. You just look at them. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings. Remember that? Remember looking at them, just wow. And then you comment, boy, he's got the eyes of the mother or the father. I mean, you know the comments, right? The ear looks like him, the nose is like him. His side, your side, my side, da, 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 da. But you gaze upon that baby. This Christmas, gaze upon the baby Jesus. Look at that little child. Look at Jesus, the face of life, the face of life, as you gaze at the baby Jesus. In him was life, says the scripture. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the life. You know, when we were born to die. I know there are songs written, born to die. We were born to die. Could you just imagine that? All of us who are born, we have to die. And God, in his ultimate wisdom, gave her a way out. A way out of death, eternal death, through Jesus. Jesus brought in a way for us to have life. In him was life. In him was life. And there it is. Through Christ. Those of us, all of us, human, born to die, have a way out. Life. Through Jesus. When we claim Jesus, when we receive him, we have life, eternal life. Isn't that something? And that's why we celebrate Christmas. Life. He gave us life, a way out of death. He also brings light. As you gaze upon the baby Jesus, there is light. He is the light of the world. My friends, we decorate our homes, churches, our bushes and shrubs and trees with light. And the reason we light them up is to say, Christ is the light. He came to light the world, the dark world that we live in, as Isaiah calls it. He brought in light. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Jesus is the light, for he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light. Then as you gaze the baby Jesus this Christmas, he is full of love, full of God's love, full of God's love, reflecting God's love to us. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. When you care enough to send the very best, God cared enough for humankind to send God's very best. E. Stanley Jones has suggested that God became domestic in Jesus. God became domestic. You know, he kind of tamed, if you will. You know, when you bring a wild horse, then you domesticate it. That you're able to ride upon it. God became domestic in Jesus. My friends, this Christmas, pause and gaze. Gaze at the baby Jesus. Like you did with your children, with your sons and daughters or grandchildren. You know, if you pass a nativity scene, gaze and look and see what that Jesus looks like. I mean, there's all different kinds of artistic features. Gaze and look and remember the love, the light, the life that he came to give us. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. You know, for him it was created, not for us. I mean, we think this is all created for us, right? I mean, I've heard people say, oh, how beautiful, it's created for me. No, it was created for him. Whether thrones, for dominions, or principalities, or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Wow. All things hold together. This whole universe holds together. I mean, yeah, scientists, you know, we say, you know, it all holds together, but it is through him. Through him. All things hold together. I've read, you know, even if we, our Earth, if it tilted a little bit more, it would be chaotic. We would be just wiped out. Just imagine. Just imagine. And that's in Colossians 1:15 through 19. And here is Romans 8:39. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem all those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as heirs of God. That's Galatians 4:4-5. For Paul, what really matters was that because of Jesus, in Christ Jesus, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Romans 8:39. Nothing can separate us. That love that came at Christmas connects us, keeps us together, because he holds us together. So this Christmas, this season, pause, reflect, let it sink in, let it sink in. May his love, his light and life fill you and your families. Amen.